Good morning, KSL News Time. It's 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
A police officer is in the hospital this morning after a shootout with a suspect in Vernal over the weekend.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small says the officer and suspect are expected to survive. And Adam begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, police say this first started with reports coming in late Saturday night that an intoxicated man was threatening his neighbor with a gun. Vernal police say then when they arrived, the suspect, Rookus Curry, opened fire, hitting a Vernal officer multiple times as he was getting out of his car. Police also returned fire, hitting Curry, and later tracked him down and took him into custody after a short foot chase. A sheriff's deputy also sustained minor injuries. Police are saying that both the officer shot and Curry were taken to hospitals here along the Wasatch Front for further treatment. Again, both are expected to survive. Curry, though, has now officially been charged in 8th District Court with several felonies, including two counts of attempted aggravated murder. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The president of the Utah Fraternal Order of Police, Kevin Murray, tells KSL-TV the shooting happened in a very remote area of the state.
Every day when we strap on that badge and go out to work, we know the risk, and we know the risk and we still do it anyway.
Murray says that's for officers all over the state, no matter how big or small the area is.
The suspect in the Vernal shooting has had run-ins with police before. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Amanda, before the shooting started in Vernal, suspect Rookus Roskell Curry already had a violent felony in his past that put him in the top tier of restricted people in Utah. That's called Category 1. And an arresting document says Curry got it after he was convicted of assault by a prisoner. KSL-TV adds that beyond the second-degree felony in 2017, Curry has been charged with theft, possession, and driving under the influence. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The governor of Oklahoma is declaring a state of emergency following an outbreak of tornadoes. Carter County Sheriff Chris Bryant says deputies are still searching through damaged homes this morning.
Electricity is an issue, water's an issue, gas is an issue. So let's be cognizant and let's give each other a break a minute and be with those folks that have lost literally everything.
At least five people are dead after the weekend's tornado outbreak in several central states.
Florida workers are protesting after the governor signed a new state law, banning local governments from requiring heat and water breaks for outdoor workers. Esteban Wood, the policy director for workers' rights organization We Count, says the law prevents protections like water breaks, rest breaks, land shade for those working outside.
We're expected to see triple-digit temperatures where the heat index can reach up to 120, 125 degrees, which is, for many of these workers, a death sentence.
The law is expected to go into effect July 1st.
A study out of BYU looks at the way students are using AI for their classes.
The study found students are primarily using AI in four different ways.
The four main categories that we found students were using ChatGPT for was 1, retrieval, 2, generation, 3, to review or rewrite, and then the fourth category was evaluating.
Cole Sutton was a research assistant helping with the study. He says retrieval is kind of like a targeted Google search. Generation is using the technology to actually create content. Review and rewrite is kind of like having an editor correct mistakes, and using it to evaluate is asking the AI to tell them if something is good or not. Sutton says whether those ways are cheating or not is a bit of a sliding scale. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
A priest in Pennsylvania is facing charges accused of playing video games using church funds.
Roman Catholic priest Lawrence Kozak in South Coventry, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia. Investigators say he stole $40,000 from St. Thomas More Church over a period of 3 years and spent a lot of it on cell phone games, including Candy Crush Saga and Pokemon Go.
ABC's Richard Cantu says the priest has been removed from his position.
I'm sorry.
I know that's not funny, but that just cracks me up.
Makes me laugh a little bit. All right, let's see what our first check of first look traffic is out there with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, crews have reopened southbound Highway 89 that was closed over the weekend at I-84. So when you were coming down from Ogden, you were forced to get onto I-84. But now, as of just a couple of minutes ago, you can continue south down up the east bench of Davis County. And we got a lot of lane restrictions on Bangor down in the Riverton area coming around from 134th south, but it does look like it's open. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
St. George is being recognized for the quality of the city's air.
St. George, Utah is ranked 10th in the nation for clean air. That's according to the State of Air report by the American Lung Association. Joe Thomas with the Division of Air Quality says things like electric cars are helping to make a difference.
Having cleaner cars, you're reducing a portion of the ingredients coming from one sector. That is important.
Thomas says Mother Nature helps by providing a climate that helps move pollution and ozone out of the area. He also credits city planners who build the city but keep clean air in mind. Meanwhile, Salt Lake City comes in at 37th for the worst air in the nation. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
There's a big push to improve Utah's and the Intermountain West adaptive recreation scene. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live to explain. Michael?
Tim, I went to an adaptive sports fair held at Sandy-based Therapy Center NeuroWorks, where adaptive recreation vendors from rock climbing to water skiing connected with disabled people from around the West. Physical therapist Emma Buckley says these Utah-based groups really help patients out of state, too.
Here, all of these vendors are willing to go out of their way to say, yep, what do we need to do? Let's figure out how to get it to you, or do we have a rep closer to you that could get it to you? So it's just a pretty special community to be a part of.
Buckley says they'll continue to help disabled Utahns and other patients continue to enjoy the outdoors. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
It was a big weekend for a lot of local football players in the NFL draft, with 8 players with local ties drafted and a big group of others who have signed free agent deals or have been invited to minicamps.
And with the 44th pick.
60th pick.
63 pick.
76th pick.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Buffalo Bills.
Kansas City.
Denver Broncos select.
Jackson Powers Johnson.
Cole Bishop. DB. Utah.
Kinsley Tuamaia from BYU.
KSL Sports reports the University of Utah now has 26 active players on NFL rosters, and BYU has 24 on active NFL rosters.
I don't think Adam Small slept all weekend just on word that Sione Vaki was going to be a Detroit Lion. The Phoenix Suns were swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves last night in the NBA playoffs. That series had a lot of interest for BYU basketball fans because the Suns' associate head coach, Kevin Young, will now leave Phoenix and focus full-time on his new job as BYU's men's basketball coach.